Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That's not why I asked Walter Jacobson to come in, though.
Oh.
Your perspective that you wrote and provided for the Steve Cochran Show and us here at WGN Radio is about the local current politics in the city of Chicago. What are you saying about that, Walter?
I'm trying to say that the things have gotten kind of silly. As we get toward the end of the line, it's the silly season where they stop talking, candidates stop talking about, and reporters stop asking them about the issues that are important, and they start playing each other off against each other. And it's,
give me an example.
Well, they're all talking more about well, hold on. I want to know how to express it without taking up too much time.
I can quote you to you if you want.
Yeah.
You said Preckwinkle's fundraiser,
right,
and Mendoza's wedding and Burke's home and Chico's job and Burke's office and Bill Daley and him backing out of the debates. And, of course, did he cheat on his insurance exam? These are all great conversations for those of us on talk radio.
Yeah, right.
Are you telling me they're not all that important, though?
No, they're not all that important. I don't think they are. These candidates are talking about Ed Burke more than they are talking about the issues in the mayoral campaign.
Yeah.
Each one of them in his own or her own way is saying to the listening audience that the candidates, their opponents, are connected closely to Burke. And there are examples. You know, Ed Burke did hold a fundraiser in his home for Preckwinkle, and he did hold a wedding party in his home for Mendoza, and he did have a job for Gary Chico when Burke was chairman of the finance committee, and that's what the other candidates are all saying, that Preckwinkle, Mendoza, and Chico are so closely tied to Burke, ergo they are politicians without an ethics standard.
What do you think of that?
Which is nonsense. It's
That's
crazy.
Nonsense.
I mean,
That's
these
nonsense.
Are little things. You know, politicians do hold fundraisers for each other, and they do have connections with each other. You can't say that because of that, the candidates who are doing something or have done something with Ed Burke are as unethical as Burke has been, at least according to this indictment or the charges by the federal government. It just gets kind of silly. You know, what else? Aren't there more important things for them to talk about the last minute? Should we not be able to make up our minds on where they stand on the key issues rather than on these things? On the other hand, I can see it in your face, and I have to agree with you that the question of ethics is important.
Oh, yeah, but I think what you've got is me dead to rights, because these other topics are easy to sort of understand,
of course,
and they're delicious. And we can judge the ethics of some of these people. What I can't do, Walter, is figure out who has the best way to get guns off the street or get people from getting killed on the South Side. But maybe I should be spending more time on that.
Well, I don't know that we could do much about that with John, because the other candidate, other politicians, particularly Mayor Emanuel, have tried their hardest to get guns off the street. And Eddie Johnson, the superintendent of police, has tried his hardest to get guns off the street. You know, and they just keep coming in. We will need the General Assembly in Springfield to pass some laws that prohibit gun sales in one state going into Illinois. And that's not going to happen because, for God's sakes, despite the failures recently of the NRA to continue its impact, it does. I mean, you know, it's hard to understand. The NRA has received like 15% less in contributions than in the past, right?
Yeah.
But it still has the power in Congress and in state legislatures to keep the anti-gun legislation off the books.
But in your piece, Walter, you say, you quote Mendoza, Bill Daley has thinner skin than a single-cell microorganism. That's a good line. He reads a little criticism of himself in a newspaper, and then he wilts like a flower. So they're all sort of doing this tit for tat. I don't hear them talking that much about the violence on the streets of Chicago. So if we fall into the trap of talking about this silly stuff, maybe it's because they're doing it.
Or is it because we're not as interested because we know that doesn't draw an audience?
There's
like
the chicken
other.
And the egg.
That's
right?
Absolutely right.
I asked the group at the Mincing Rascals, do they know who they're going to vote for mayor? I mean, you got a lot of candidates and a lot of good candidates, or you know, big time candidates, big names.
Yeah.
And I didn't think many of them would have made up their mind yet. I haven't.
You have. I have not either.
No.
You know, it's there's an interesting aspect to all this connected to things you're saying.
Yeah.
And that is the Tribune endorsing Daley.
How about that?
And the Sun-Times endorsing Lightfoot.
Yeah.
So we will get an idea of the impact of those endorsements. Usually they don't mean a lot, but I'm going to be watching them very carefully.
The endorsements matter to me. If you, Walter, the endorsements matter to me because I don't pay enough attention. And if the Tribune said Bill Daley, then maybe I should look past that insurance thing. Or if they say Lori Lightfoot in the Sun-Times, maybe I should invest a little more time in her. She came into the studio and I thought she was dynamite. I was very impressed with her.
Yeah.
But if Walter Jacobson came on the radio and said, I'm voting for X and here's why. If Eric Zorn personally endorses somebody, that carries weight with me, I have to tell you, because I don't pay enough attention to these details, and I think some of them have.
I'm afraid, and always have been, to do that. I can't let myself be on one side or the other on issues, because then I lose my credibility. I have opinions. I'll keep them to myself. Many times I don't even vote, because I don't want to be caught by an opponent of one of the candidates saying, well, Jacobson says this or Jacobson says that. And they go to the management of the station here or CBS or wherever I was and say, how can you expect Jacobson to be fair? He's made clear who he's for. I really honestly don't have a for and against. That's not my role.
You have not made up your mind in this race.
No.
630 texts in and says, Walter should run for mayor of Chicago. You could say I'm voting for me, Walter Jacobson.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm voting for me. I, in fact, one time did think about doing that. When Dan Walker was governor, his right-hand political guy tried to start a rush for Jacobson for mayor. Jake, vote for Jake for mayor.
You aren't interested?
No. I mean, I think my fantasy, like everybody who's involved in politics, it'd be great to be mayor of Chicago. It'd be just too hard a job.
Oh, yeah.
But it'd be great fun.
Oh, yeah. I think it would be both. I see the fun of it. And it is a great American city, but I don't want that job. It does not pay enough. It's the headaches, the complications, the conundrums. I mean, how do you, if you're the mayor, you got to figure out how to balance the budget. You've got the debt crisis. You've got the pension thing. You've got schools. You've got crime in the streets. Good luck to you on that,
Jack. Why would anybody want to do
it? I'm telling you.
Right.
Walter Jacobson's perspectives are heard.
What if you had a chance to be president of the United States? Would you do that?
I don't want that. I want to be king.
You're already king.
It's good to see you, my friend.